Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Hollow Sweet. This is Sweet Show, but I can't hear Sweet.
I'm here. Good Lord. There I am. I was talking away on the mute button. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Sweet Discussions here on Blog Talk Radio, inside of Blog Talk Radio. I am a blah, 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 after I was talking all that, a member of All Poetry, one of the world's largest poetry sites here on the internet, and inside of that you would find Team All Voices. My show and all of that are sponsored by Mr. A.P. Taylor, a wonderful, ingenious man who pretty much rules the world in my eyes. Let's see, tonight we are going to be discussing the ebb and flow of October. What is your fall vibe? We are just having a lot of fun. The song we just heard was The Words I Cannot Say, written by Jay Hatter, one of our team members and board members with Team of Voices, and sung by Shout Even Shy. which I always is a tongue tie for me. I have no idea. But welcome, everyone, around the world, whether it's good afternoon, good morning, good night. Happy to have you. Right now, all I have, which is amazing and couldn't be better, is Mr. AP himself. How are you doing, sir?
I am very, very well, Fred. I'm in the middle of a public holiday.
Oh, and what public holiday is that?
It is new public holiday that we were given only a few years ago to celebrate the football finals.
Wow.
Did you not? I know. We've got about 13 public holidays. We've got a lot of public holidays.
Well, we have a lot of public holidays here, President's Day, Labor Day,
yes,
things like that. So like,
yes.
I can't say. But we don't have an official sports day holiday.
No, we do. We have, this is an official sports day holiday. There you go.
But see, I think it makes sense. Like after the Super Bowl, that Monday should be a holiday,
yep,
because nobody's going to work anyway.
I'm with you. It's huge, you know, and everybody's sort of gone and celebrated and are in a less than optimal work state. I get it.
Right. So I think that's very intelligent of the Australians.
It's got something. You know, it does. It does have something. So anyways, so yes, it is a holiday here in my home state of Victoria. And if we just organise that holiday to happen in the rest of the country, that would be really clever. But of course, we haven't. So I have actually been doing some work this morning. But that's one of those things, isn't it, really?
Or when the government's going kind of really slow and they need a day, now they do government shutdown days, they should just do random, let's pull them out and say, it's National Hockey Day. So instead of having random government shut days day, they can just start making up holidays.
Yep, agreed. Agreed. It's a perfect idea, and I think it's got lots of merit.
And then we never know we had government shutdown days because we think they're just national holidays.
Well, exactly, and it looks like it's about to come up anyway now. It just looks like it's going to be a government shutdown set of days pretty shortly. Just call them public holidays.
I know. And they're already built in.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, so problem solved,
yeah.
Partly. Oh.
Partly. But we'll see, yeah. See what happens.
So, yes. So, but yeah, so I am able to sit here and paint and write poems for your show and do all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy. Yes, good, because October is preparing for October is not melancholy for me. I used to love it, and then things started happening in October,
yes,
that ruined,
yes,
kind of my life, which is sad.
Oh.
Well, they didn't ruin my life. They just, it's just, people go and die in October. It kind of puts a damper on October. So.
Yeah, I reckon that's cool.
My spirit dog died. I have tattooed on my shoulder. So about,
yes,
5 years ago, he passed away. And that just totally,
yes,
broke my heart. And then my mother,
yes,
passed away in October. And that was devastating. And then my father-in-law died in October. And then my father died in October. So now I'm like...
Blimey.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
You just... Every time you turn around, it's, yeah, like, geez, let's not be in October. I mean, I get that.
Right. Let's talk about, okay, happy things in October. My brother's,
yeah,
birthday's October 1st. My,
yes,
October 3rd is a birthday. October 3rd, 4th, fifth and sixth, I have somebody in my immediate family, like brother, nephew, sister-in-law, all have birthdays.
Yes.
Right there. Bam, bam, bam.
Yes.
And my wedding.
Oh, so, well, there you go.
It's like...
positives?
Yes. So you're either being born in October or you're kicking the bucket in October in my world. So
you either turn on the lights or you turn off the lights, and there's nowhere in between.
No, nothing.
No. So.
Yeah. So I'm very curious, because you're in the other side of the world, what
yes.
Halloween is like. You celebrate Halloween, right? It's not a weird concept for the Australians.
It's been getting bigger over the last 10 to 20 years. Right? If I went 20 years back, there was no celebration of Halloween at all. But it's been gaining momentum, particularly probably the last 5 years. So, it's only about the last 10 years that we've had the bowl ready at the door for kids coming round. Yeah. It has been increasing in popularity. I'll give it that. And the store displays are up and all that stuff. So, I think in 10 years it probably won't be half as manic as what it is in America. I've just got a message through. You heard the Bing, and one of my good friends has just broken or dislocated a toe.
Ow.
And off on the way to hospital. Either way, it's pointing in the wrong direction, and it's very, very painful. I'd say it's broken.
Yeah, that's never good. I'd say it's broken, yes.
No.
It's not dislocated.
I'm just saying,
completely broken.
No. If it's pointing laterally, I'm thinking it's not dislocated.
No, I think it's broken. Yeah. I think so. I think the bone might be gone the other way. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that was what the Bing on the phone was. Jesus Christ, bloody hell. Anyway, these things happen, apparently.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Straight up. Anyway. So, yeah, it's interesting. But I did do you a poem.
All right. Let's do a poem. I like poetry.
Let's do a poem. Yeah. And
all right.
I've got to say to you, you do need to look at this one because it has got a few things going on.
Okay,
yes.
Is this like one of my sneaky, this is going to be something inside poems. Got it.
All of that. It's got something going on. That's all I'll say for the start point.
This is
Later in Spring, which is completely appropriate for this show. And it goes a little bit like this. Crowds in stadia teeming gather. Well, I'm stopping. You're waiting.
Did you put it on the board? Okay, sorry, it wasn't on my board.
It does have one of my pictures on it. Okay, here we go. Crowds in stadia teeming as they gather, wistful tendrils of sunshine unfurl, finals, festivals on courses, through and around the grasses whirl. Chill of winter past the sun cream's lather, colours against the great thread, as tomato and apples bubble in sauces, snaking from roots in soils red. The rooftop bars are brimming with feet, tread past the curl of rain's heavy, hills, smoky track to controlled fire burns, progress steady within the wind's eddy. Convertibles, woods down, open to street, tip shining bright gloss as jewels. Tulips and annuals within colours return, off waters lying in creeks and pools. Snakes and spiders again on their travels, driven by the energy off sandy loans. Inside long grasses, dry machines to slash, towards golden rays the shoots roam. beaches adorned with imprinted towels array an army of fallen autumn leaves. The chorus in near trees of boobook owls across old matted grasses fall weaves. Colours they fade upon the wearing sunlight, earth shimmies briefly as if on wing. The creak of old hoists in matching backyards, energy found in these months of spring. Cloud shapes grey points from pearly white tendrils off, sparring given their chance. Storms gather from the west, spatters hard, nature's potential, awakened within dance. End poem.
Oh, God. Other fact is absolutely beautiful. I love it. God, there's so many things this thing reminded me of. I have to say the one stanza reminded me of a drag race, and it just did.
Cool.
Just because the way you described it, the progress steady in the wind's eddy, convertible hoods down, open to street, tips shining bright, glosses, jewels, tulips and annuals within colors, return off waters, lane and creeks and pools. I can just see them racing down the beach.
Okay, did you want to know what the trick is yet of this?
What? Do I want to know the trick? It's a lot of C's. It's C, 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 T, T. All right, what's the trick?
Okay. If you go and you look at every odd line, 1, 3, 5, and 7 in each stanza.
Okay.
That creates a time poem.
Okay.
Similarly, if you go to lines 2, 4, 6, and 8, that creates its own poem too.
See, that's me. I like to pull things out.
Yeah?
Gather.
So it's three poems in one,
okay,
so as it is.
That's freaking awesome. Now read both poems. Now you get to read the other two poems in it.
Okay. Yeah, it's three poems in one. Yeah, okay. Here we go. So this is the odd one. Right, this is the odd poem. Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Crowds in stadia teeming as they gather with football finals, festivals on courses. Chill of winter past the sun cream's lather as tomato and apple bubble in sauces. The rooftop bars are brimming with feet, hill smoky track to controlled fire burns. Convertibles, hoods down, open to street, tulips and annuals within colours return. Snakes and spiders again on their travels inside long grasses, dry machines to slash. Beaches adorned with imprinted towels, the chorus in nearby trees of boobook owls. Colours they fade upon the wearing sunlight, the creak of old hoists in matching backyards. Clouds shape grey, points from pearly white. Storms gather from the west, spatters hard.
I knew there was a race in there. I subconsciously thought.
Yeah. So that's the first one. You ready for the third one?
Uh-huh.
Poem number 3. Wistful tendrils of sunshine unfurl through and around grasses whirl. Colours against the grey thread snaking from roots and soils red. Tread past the curl of rain's heavy, progress steady within a wind's eddy. Tip shining bright gloss as jewels off waters lying in creeks and pools. Driven by the energy of sandy loams, towards golden rays the shoots roam. Array an army of fallen autumn leaves across old matted grasses for weeds. Earth shimmies briefly as if on wing, energy found in these months of spring. Tendrils of sparring given their chance, nature's potential awakened within dance. End third poem.
Incredible. Absolutely freaking incredible. This is top notch. Way to go. Hold on, let me let Wayne in. This has got to be, like, you mind melted my brain into this. this is like a, now totally a challenge on the ground. I have to figure out how you did this. I have to figure out how I can do it. Because, you know, this is like a mind, total challenge for me. I'll probably only do it once. That's
no,
all I'm going to do.
You can do it though. No, agreed.
Because I've only done these backwards Paladrine, whatever type of phones. I only try to do them once, and we'll see what I can do.
Yes.
But that
yes.
is fabulous. I love it. A poem within a poem within a poem. That's crazy.
Yes.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Busy, busy. I just got to sit down, so I forgot to join you, but just got to sit down.
Oh. Well, Mr. AP Taylor is blowing my brain, my little head skull right off his little cap there because he just wrote this incredible poem. And it's a very good poem.
Talk about it.
But, okay, yeah. So it's three poems in one if you break down the lines.
Right.
So he's gonna have to like write a paper on how to read it, let alone how to write it. So
right, and instructions.
Yeah, instructions. So he's gonna have to write those instructions down.
Yeah, I heard him break it down into the three different poems, and so I heard those. It sounded great, but I didn't hear the whole poem together. So it sounded good what he did, and I can't do it. I tried it several times. I can't do the valley rhyme. It's just it's over my head.
Yeah, I have to.
I'm still trying.
Something I'm going to have to do. Yeah. It's definitely something I'm going to have to do. It'll take me a few days to do it, but yeah. Something I got to get wrapped around my head. How are you, Wayne? What's going on in your life?
Oh, nothing much. Just kind of hanging loose. I just got through feeding the neighbors, so I'm taking a break for a while. It's been a long day. So, and last night, everybody stayed awake. Last night, we had major thunderstorms, and it thundered all night long. It quit about 9:30 this morning.
Oh.
And it was about every 5 minutes, big lightning and thunder all night. So nobody got any sleep last night. So everybody's a little bit worn today. But I made it through it, so I'm happy.
Well, that's good. I can fall asleep during a thunderstorm, though. That's one of the things that I'm the opposite of normal people when it's loud and I just drift off to sleep.
Yeah, I usually can, but that was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was that bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Shaking the house.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Colin, that's fun. I enjoyed it.
Mm. That's crazy. So let me see. My world. Okay. What else is going on in this world? I have stuff from JCA that I know you just read AP, but I was going to have you read JCA stuff too, if that's it. Okay. All right, cool. Where are you? Oh, I got to be in the right place to get it. That would help. You know, you go to the wrong links, and that's not going to help you at all. Well, that might help. And is everybody looking forward to the El Nino winter or summer that you're going to have? So far.
Yes.
We're
going to have El Nino. We're going to be really hot.
Yeah. Going to be really cold. So
really
I'm not
hot.
Sure what that affects me and my snow kingdom that I live in or the desert that I live in. I know the skiers are very happy.
Yes.
But we'll see.
I hate one of the El Niños because it does nasty things to bushfires here. But anyway. Let us go to the videotape and go to Jay's poem called Turn, and it goes a little bit like this.
Yes.
Clip the clock scrape, the white tail ruts, geese fly thee at sundown. Trees tremble, rattle, squirrels and nuts, colours of black, red and brown. Billow clouds baptise in autumnal rain. Daisy stems wilt and wallow, north winds flitter abounds weather vane. Snow and short wicks will follow. Screech, owl screech in harvest moonlight, coyotes bay and whimper. Frogs and toads, no chirping tonight. Summer is songs in the timbers, turning faces towards winter. End poem.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love the turning faces towards winter evening. Okay, I'll let you have the first comment. You read it. What do you think?
That's really cool, isn't it? The great little rhyme scheme. I like the rhyme scheme a lot. I like the incidental sort of observations. The no chirping tonight, the barn's weather vane, the daisy stems wilting and wallowing, and the geese's fly bee at sundown. It's descriptive, but it's different and interesting. It's not sort of pat descriptions. It's there's some really interesting use of words and great rhyme.
Yeah, JC always seems to have that great cadence of rhyme. This is no different, and he always, for me, has this metaphorical depthness to some of the things he says. I really love the colors and the depth of his imagery in here. Like, I could be where he's at. And that's what I love about this particular poem, is where he's taking us and the thoughts that you could be where he's at, thinking or part of that scenery. And that's what I find beautiful in here. Wayne, what did you think?
That's another great song, but another great poem by AJCA. He does great rhyming and great phrases. I like the one in part of here where he said that the frogs and toads no chirping tonight. And that's the way it is in the fall. There's all kinds of hell night. You have to hear all kinds of noise, and then like almost overnight it goes quiet because it's the winter time. They always kind of back off and see cold from be chirping out there, and they all get quiet. So it's kind of, he's exactly right about that. I've been there, so he did a good job and probably lots about fall. And just another wonderful poem by JCA. I love it.
Nice comment. All right. Now, Wayne, are you a follower of football at all during the, I mean, is football your big thing in the?
Follow football? I love football. I haven't followed for 40 years. I remember the first Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm a big fan of football. I'm a big fan of basketball. College basketball is my favorite, but then comes NFL and then college football. So I like all the sports. Pretty much big, it means a big time. Every night for a little bit, I watch all the highlights of the day.
Well, before you came on, I was telling me that he is on a holiday today because in Australia, it's national, what is it, National Football Day?
Well,
yep, that's it.
Is it football or soccer?
Yes, but they actually have a holiday.
Holiday for
football?
Like a national holiday. Yep. Yeah. We need one of those. Bad. Like on Tuesday, you have to put up the Monday Night Football.
National Football Day.
Yeah,
I think that's a fabulous holiday. I think that's a great, we need to petition our government for that. Because I think that's a fabulous thing to have. National Football Day.
You deal with your basketball day and you have to give everybody a baseball day. Everybody wanted their own day.
Well, just their National Sports Day in general. We should have a National Sports Day. I think
right,
that would
be
just, wouldn't it? I think we should have one.
For a week.
A week. Yeah, I think so. All right, I'm going to put your poem up, and you have a recording with this?
Yes, this is a fall poem about harvest. You know, and I don't know how it came up so good, but the contest I was in, they gave us the first word of every line. They gave us the first word to use, and we're going to use 6 words after that. And so I sat down, I started writing this, and you'll see the first word of every one is kind of a strange word, but it came out pretty good after I got through with it. So I was kind of proud of it. Hope y'all enjoy it.
All right, here we go.
Hello. Is everyone entertained this evening? I hope everybody enjoys my engagement with thee. I see the educated expressions escaping your eyes. This is called Exactly E.
That's not it.
That's not it, huh?
That's the only one. Harvest was the one I put up on the board.
All right. Okay. That's not it. Let
me play that last night.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me go way back up. Sorry, Wayne.
That's fine. You want to set up a show also. What you got to do?
That's all right. I just got to find Wayne.
You mean anybody help you get anything? Or?
I don't know. Hold on, let's see if this is it. Is that it?
No.
All right. Hey, you guys, talk among yourselves. Hold on here, Steb. She might know where it is. Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on the board. I put the SoundCloud on the board, and you put the harvest up, or you got the right form, but you didn't write SoundCloud.
I just added it in.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. That's why. I was just going to go do that myself. It would take me about 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah, no, just refresh the studio. It's dated.
Okay, well, I was just going to play every one until I got it right. It would have been a nice night of Wayne. All right, Wayne. I think this is good because, now my savior of the studio is here. All right, let's try this.
This is called Harvest. Rapture was so gentle, tapping the door, fresh feet scampering across the kitchen floor, broken eggs sizzling, breakfast in the air, timely was served, all wanted to share. Corpse of men arrive at harvest field, ripple through crops, checking on yield. Heat wave ended with a cool autumn rain. Body overworked, legs have been strained. Crest of moon means daily work ends. Taste of harvest. Dinner meal preparation begins. Torn shirts, muddy shoes, dying wearing smiles, void of all complaints, after all the mouths. Smell of love, cover our nightly feast, crimson skies glow fading, back toward the east. Roots established over 100 years ago. Mold and cold in a month to show. Song sung quietly. Soon time for bed. Fight for life. The Bible is read. Mindless men now resting in their sleep. Touch from God, let your spirits keep. Ian?
Wow. That's beautiful. Absolutely stunning. I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, first off, I love the audio behind it. I thought that was really pretty. And your words are gorgeous. I love the imagery. I could smell the eggs. I love the imagery of corpses of men arrive at the harvest field. It just brings this such tight imagery into it. You can just see how thin the men were and how hard they were and, you know, things like that. But then you bring in the smell of love where they came back to their families, and it was just this purity of I worked hard and I did this for my family, and even though it's a hard life, this is the life I'm going to live, and I'm going to do what I need. But when I come home, this is what love is about. This is the love. This is why, you know, it doesn't matter that we don't have much. We have this love. And I think this is just very pretty and very lovely. AP, your thoughts?
Back in the, say something real quick. Back in the day, back in the 40s and 50s or 30s, they didn't have all the equipment in farms, and so all the farmers would go to each other's house and they'd stay there for how long it took to harvest all the crops. Just about everybody gathering up and going to harvest the crops. When they got done, they go to the next farm and they clean all the crops up. So it's kind of like all the guys getting together and going to one farm and then the next farm. They all cook at night and eat together. They kind of live together for harvest time. That's how it used to be in old days, but that's what it's all about. Go ahead, AP.
Yeah.
Look, it's really it speaks to a time that's long past. Well, as you were talking about, it speaks to this sort of sense of community that existed in rural areas where, you know, you didn't have the machinery you have today, and so you had to work together as a group, and you had to move from farm to farm because that was the only efficient way and sensible way to do it. Yeah, and it relied on everyone doing their part, and it relied on people who, you know, had a belief in the broader and bigger value of doing that, and often, as you wrote here, they were God fearing people, and they you know, not only did it because of community, they did it because of their belief. And I think, you know, you sort of cross in a very and through the SoundCloud in a very descriptive way, but a sort of very humble way in the way you read it. And I thought the whole thing worked really well. Why?
Thank you very much, AP. Yeah, I enjoyed putting it together. Just one word they gave you, then put six words after it, and it all came out like that. I was pretty shocked with it.
Yeah.
I like the way it came in.
And Deb?
Yeah, you know, I think this really captures the way harvests used to be when they would go from each other's farm to farm, and everybody would pitch in and get them done one at a time, and then they would share in the bounties. And like, had great descriptions and stuff, Wayne. I could almost smell breakfast cooking, and I was just writing that I see that it has a couple of gold awards. So it's a multi award winning poem, and it's easy to see why. You did a great job with it.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Yeah. Deb, if you want to throw your poem up there, and you can go ahead and do your read.
Okay, Doug, I'm grabbing it now.
All right.
Okay, I was trying to find the room, but here it comes.
You two girls play each other this week in football, don't you?
Say that again.
What?
No, Deb and you play each other in football this weekend? or did I read it wrong? I thought I had put a magic ticket.
Thought I was playing Pee Wee, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I might get it wrong. I probably got it wrong.
Actually, I'm playing Adam or Lollipop.
Okay. I read it wrong. Let me look here.
Okay. This is called October Vibes and Autumn Crayons. And here we go. The red on the thermometer drops as the air cools. Now the beach days are ending and the fall sets in. Beach balls are traded in for football and harvesting as coloring from the suntans are fading off the skin. Gold and orange and scarlet creep up on the green, unmasked as chlorophyll slows as transitions begin. Corn stalks line the field yielding yellow corn cobs, and apples dot the branches on the orchard trees. Farmers load the wagons with hay for the hayrides, neath moonlight, as sweet fruit perfumes the breeze, blending in cinnamon and allspice from apple cider. All the scents that ride the air are a taste bud tease. Inside state park woods, the haunted hayrides start, with creatures that scream from the silent shadows. Purchase tickets at the Fright Fest if you plan to enter, from the lady with an eye patch as her red eye glows. Then stay in the wagon as the wooden wheels roll on, whispering 10 Hail Marys if Miss Bloody Mary shows. End quote.
Wow. This is fantastic, Deb. I love your imagery again, another sparkling word, colorful word poem with so much going on. It's just fabulous. Where's my favorite little line in here? Let's see. The red on the thermostats drop as the air cool. Now the beach days are ending, the fall sets in. I love that whole stanza because it sets the scene of what we're going through. It's especially what I'm going through, I'm sure you too, as the red just keeps going down, 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 down. And the corn stalks and the whole, you know, it's like as farmers start to harvest, we all get excited, oh, here comes the corn maze. And then I don't know why, but it's just a different vibe. So we're really excited the corn's going away and then excited about the mazes. And then the ending where you have, you know, the red eye patch and we've purchased, you know, everybody's gone through the mazes and everything. So it's just a really cool poem from start to finish. And, you know, you got the football in there and you've got, there's just everything in there. That transition from as summer fades and, you know, everything's moving. I really enjoyed that just simply because hay is being, you know, harvested, everything that transition with hay. And that's just one small part of what's going on with winter. I thought that was pretty brilliant. Wayne Jett, your thoughts.
Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome.
I think you captured Paul perfectly in this point here, from the color to the smell, to the taste. You got football and harvest, the cornfield maize, the apple cider. All the colors that appear, that you can see all the colors there. And then the state park haunted hay rides. That is fall. It's everything about fall there is. And we have several of those little events around here this next couple of weeks. And you described all of it. It was a great poem and written well and read well. Enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate that.
And AP, your thoughts.
Well, I like crayons up the top. I like gold and orange and scarlet and the red and all that stuff. But I really like where it finishes with the haunted hayrides. I think that's really funky. The lady with the eye patch and the whispering 10 Hail Marys, you miss the Bloody Mary. It's just, and the picture at the end and the little creatures dipping out in between the trees. It's really funky. So
I sort of didn't sort of see that coming at all. So that was good fun. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, AP. Yeah, they just started selling the tickets for the Parvin annual Haunted Woods, so gave me the
wow.
idea. I ran with it.
Yeah, no, it's
thank you.
All right. So, Deb, I'm glad you liked one of the words that we need to bring back into the English language, which is my theme, not next week because I'll be gone, but the week after. I have more. That will not be one on the chart, though, just so you know.
It's hysterical, actually.
I know. There's a few more out there. They're just as funny, but yeah. So that's coming. That's the next show we're gonna be doing. So I know you got to go, and I hope you feel better.
Thanks, so, I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Talk to you soon, hon. Bye.
Have a respect, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Words to bring back to the English language.
Yeah, that's the next show.
Rick.
Hello, Rick. How are we?
Hey. We're good. We're good. Hey. I thought you started at 11, not 10.
No, I started at 10. I don't know why. It's set 11, but it's always 10. Always,
okay.
Always 10. Never. Sorry. I never started at 11. Are you kidding? I corrected that immediately. my boards say 10. It was just the studio that said 11.
Well, yeah, okay. Stupid me listening to the studio.
Yeah, don't ever listen to the studio. I had to go back and fix the studio. Yeah, yeah. Never, never. Are you crazy?
As long as you don't fix it.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to that. That's not me at all. So, I got Wayne, I got, who else do I need to get in there? Oh, let's see, my brain hurts. I cannot pull my poem up on because I know, it's crazy.
Well, my brain's on crooked, so.
Your brain's on crooked?
What's yeah, I figured out that's what my problem is. It's been on crooked all this time.
Oh, no. What can we do about that? Probably nothing.
Yeah, it hit me on the head a couple of times.
Oh, who hit you on the head a couple of times?
Well, that's what you do when your brain is crooked. You kind of knock into it, and it rattles around in your brain.
Oh, I see. I see. I see, I see.
Well, I'm glad one of us does.
I that's the wrong thing to say to you, isn't it? I see, I see. Oh, my God. Okay. So, what is your favorite thing about October?
Oh, it's the air and the coming of Halloween. I mean, October is a spooky month.
Spooky monster, do I get that?
What's your favorite thing about October, AP?
What's my favorite thing about October? Good question. It starts to feel warmer, sweet, here. And you no longer feel cold. And so my favorite thing is not feeling cold.
Okay. Wayne?
Yes? I think my favorite thing is my birthday.
Oh, yay, Wayne has a birthday.
Yes.
What day?
I turned 70 this year. That's a big one this year. It's October 29th. Yeah. Right before
cool. Wow. The big 70, huh?
It's a big one, I reckon. I feel like 50, but if they say 70, that's my age, so I don't know. We'll see.
Who cares what that says?
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
My DNA is probably about 45, I think.
Yeah.
I've been doing these things. I've been studying the longevity, and I've run across these things where you can reverse aging process and go backwards. And it's called the Phoenix Protocol. If you want to read about it, it's called the Phoenix Protocol. And you can actually make your DNA go backwards instead of forwards in your age. And the guy's been doing it. He's 72, and his DNA DNA says he's 64. So he's taking, he's had 7 years on his life. So it's hard to do, but you can read about it if you want to. It's a very slow way to grow younger instead of older. So I'll let you know.
Well, we'll see
and
what happens.
They got these other things called peptides, too. They're just experimental right now, but I've been taking a few of them trying to see if they work or not. But you take these pills, and you get them dissolved in your tongue, and these little things go out in your body, and they find out what's wrong, wherever you're hurting. It goes up there and fixes the problem. It don't get rid of the pain. It fixes the problem. And they'll go out and go all your body and look for anything that's abnormal, and they fix anything in your body that finds abnormal, whether you know about it or not. So it gets you well before you get sick. So they're called peptides. They're pretty amazing things, but they're not authorized yet, so yeah, it's coming up.
Isn't that what you used to do?
I pretty much couldn't raise his arm straight up because he tore a muscle in his back, throwing a hatchet, throwing an axe, and he couldn't raise his arm up. And he took for a month. He's peptides for a month, and now he goes to work and he raises his arm up. Then he can do anything he used to do with his little sore, but it works now, and his arm wouldn't work at all before. So they do something. And all the fighters and boxers all believe in it. That's what they all think to get well quicker. But it's kind of weird what they got going in the pipeline now. It's kind of strange, but it's that's what I'm saying.
That is weird.
I'll keep you posted.
I need to sign up for some of those.
Do that.
Unmuted.
Hada.
Hey, Hada. Hada's here.
Hey. I snuck in.
Hey.
It's a party hat.
So
I heard the strangest thing today.
What?
That eating a banana and throwing a banana in a blender is two totally different things. The blended banana is it's got something to do with your mode of eating and drinking. If you're drinking something, you tend to absorb more, I guess. So a smoothie, banana in your smoothie, is you're doing yourself no good. I just heard that today. I just thought that was weird. Didn't know that. It's on the internet.
It
must be true.
Yeah. Must be. Everything must be true. That's odd.
It is. I just said I know if you smoke that cigarette after you eat is the worst one you could have because your body is in absorption mode, so you would absorb more of the nicotine and such. Mm. So I guess that could go with anything.
That's kind of gross.
So that's when you read a book.
Yeah, read. I got the internet. Why do I need to read a book?
Because that's when you're going to absorb the most.
So when you're sitting Tua, you're benching Tua. Is that you that got Tua, Wayne? No.
What was the question?
Do you have Tua? Tag that in Miami quarterback.
No. Yeah. No, I don't have him. He's in my team, but I got the running back that is so good for Miami next week. That's quarterback home.
Can you eat some stuff? Eat two sweets. Be prepared. My team is molding into the champion. It is.
I'm a rough team right now.
just be aware of the buys coming up. If you go to matchup on that page, you can slide the weeks over and see who you're matched up against. And Oh, no, okay, it's on your roster page. You switch the
football seems to be the best thing about October here.
Well, baseball, we get the playoffs for the World Series, too.
Go Braves.
Oh. The Colorado Rockies is about to they lost their 100th game this season.
Oh, wow.
Is that the
Braves? That means the Braves. They won 102 games already.
Yeah. I was very excited about that. I was happy. You know. Only because now I've lived in two cities where their baseball teams have lost 100 games in a season.
Oh, I would move
to
more.
LA. Please move to L.A.
Please. Cleveland and Denver. I think that's wonderful.
Who owns the club now? I thought
who?
Elway and Peyton.
No.
Denver.
No, no, no. I don't know. A bunch of people. I have no idea.
The public thing? The public thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's private, but I don't know who they are. They're a bunch of
okay.
idiots. I have no idea. No. Not that I know of, but, you know.
Give him some of Wayne's peptides.
Yeah,
well, I know Elway's
no
still got something to do with the management and admin. Pat Peyton bought in, but I'm not sure. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I know they talked about it. He may have. I don't know.
Football, you bet.
This week's already started. I know. That's what I played last night. I played last night.
Hey, have you guys noticed these guys that project these games, you know, the guys that make a living out of this fantasy football, the little shorts that you can get on your players, those guys. Have you noticed that the projection for scoring points is lower for like quarterbacks? It's a lot lower than it was last year.
It is.
I thought so. It's like they were so wrong last year. They're just too tentative to stick their neck out and say, this guy could have a good game and show it. I just wondered if you saw that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to read a poem because one of the things I like about fall and all of that is I like pumpkins. I like pumpkins.
Yeah.
I like to decorate with pumpkins. I love pumpkin pie. I love all of that. So one of my favorite things about fall is pumpkins. So I am going I'm going to read a poem about pumpkins, if you're ready. This is Halloween Massacre. The stench of her bloated body could not overcome the rot of sewage slapping in the waves of an abandoned industrial river. Her tangled dark hair coated with gray matter, speckled with drops of flesh, produced a graffiti masterpiece to behold. One third of her outer skin sliced to 1/8 inches in height, mathematical fractional interventions. Jagged teeth hung from gaping mouth, smoke ring shadowed with crisscross stitches in burned patterns of her smashed in the eyes. Massacre of horrific intentions lay lonely, unnamed in days after, as rainwater washes her in sewer drain. As rainwater washes her down sewer drains. End poem.
Wow. Damn. He sounds like he's been watching Forensic Files, man. that was beautiful, beautifully depictive, but, you know, horrific at the same time. I'm picturing the brain matter and the broken skull and the splatter. The splatter patterns, yes. Oh, my God. I love the science behind some of that, too. It really makes you think sometimes how they could trace back, like, you know, well, this is how it must have happened, you know, just from looking at the colors and things. And that turned into the whole Dexter series, I think. But, yeah, that was fantastic. Nobody does death like you. Oh, my goodness. Let's get some comments to you. Who we got? AP still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell Death how fantastic.
I was just going to say, kiddies, if you're listening, I know it's late. Kiddies, if you're listening, don't smoke. End comment.
That's funny. Oh my God. Okay.
Wonderfully connective. Wayne, can you comment for CP?
Yes, I read the AN about this, and I thought she was talking about a pumpkin that just deteriorated after the trick or treat days. So I got the rainwater washed down the sewer drains. That wasn't a person. That would have to be a pumpkin or something. Is this about a pumpkin or is it about a person?
It's a pumpkin.
Pumpkin head.
Pumpkin, yeah.
Little pumpkin.
I said, this is sad. I knew that pumpkin before she grew up and put a jacket around her.
Oh, that's awesome. It's just a little pumpkin.
And Hatter, you get the last word.
Not the disturbing picture. I'm jealous. But, yeah, nobody does death like Sweet Pea. The darkness, the stench of her bloated body. Let's get down to it, man. Raw sewage slapping in the waves. I can smell it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I smell it.
Yeah, that was fun. I like pumpkins.
That's Barbie's favorite thing to do around Halloween.
I'm an award-winning pumpkin carving guy.
Oh, cool. They all end up like this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do some amazing carvings nowadays. They do some amazing carvings of pumpkins nowadays. It's pretty impressive. I've watched a few of them, and I can't do it.
I love when they make the scene with the innards of the pumpkin, so it looks like they were partying too hard.
Yeah. Throwing it back out.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. All right, Hatter, you need to read your poem.
I have a poem.
You didn't bring me a poem.
I hope so.
I've been trying to get there since I've arrived. I have to go find one.
Okay. You gotta go find one. You can
take it.
Rack, did you bring me a poem?
I couldn't. No, I didn't. Sorry.
No.
You did. That's okay. You're so entertaining anyway. It doesn't matter. AP, you got me another.
I was going to give you a pumpkin poem. Sweet.
Oh, goody. Another pumpkin poem.
But it was going to be nowhere near as dark as your pumpkin poem because dark pumpkin, you know. I just do sort of light, soft, sort of cute pumpkin poems. Yeah, so, you know, that's just the way it is. Yeah, so.
Okay.
You know, just for the record, you know, you've got dark pumpkin poems completely sorted, and I just do sort of pumpkins that sort of happen by. So this is Pumpkins By The Way. Goes a little bit like this. Signs in fluorescent green cardboard hang roughly nailed to trees beside the creased tarmac, advertising pumpkins at $2 for $5. first sign says they are 10 miles away, then they count down as signs placed every now and again when the trees allow. While the curves take me left, then right up a slight rise, I decide a purchase is required through more lazy bends and turns of this back road. No trucks and seldom cars, just the flickering of sunlight through the overhanging gum trees, stuttering between shadow and light. Silently whistling through the forest until the turn off into a verge, and there are a stack of pumpkins, as if smiling gnomes, lined up ahead. I stop, get out, and am struck by the beautiful smell of untainted air, while the lyrical trills of a blackbird echo from somewhere distant. I place a fiver in the honour box next to the mail slot, and my pumpkins are popped in the back seat. Suits will remind of those journeys taken and poets lost. End poem.
Aw. Now, see, that's a beautiful pumpkin poem. There's still kind of a little death in there. You know,
no.
You did turn the beautiful pumpkin into soup.
I did.
What
I
else?
Did.
You did. You murdered them and then
I
ate
did
them. I didn't eat them, you cannibal.
He only gutted it. He didn't.
He gutted it and ate it. I just made it and got old and died.
Well, I don't know. Fair enough, too.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you know, the flickering of sun to the overhanging gum trees, strutting between shadow and light, whistling along in their stack of pumpkins as if smiling gnomes lined up ahead. I stopped. Get out, and struck by the beauty of smell and untainted air, while the lyrical trills of a blackbird echo somewhere distant. Fiver in the honor box next to the mail slot, and my pumpkins are popped in the back seat. Soup will remind me of those journeys taken in poets lost. By the way, that's a fabulous line. So, you know, he's just driving along. You guys think I'm horrible? He's driving along, and he's like, those look, they need to be slaughtered, gutted, and eaten. Mine just dies in a normal way. Slowly dies, rots away, and, you know, fades instead of dry. He goes out and murders a pumpkin, and nobody has a problem with it.
No,
I think
right.
You guys are twisted. No, this is really good. I really enjoy this. It's just so, it's a nice drive through, you know, the countryside. You find it. It's really pretty. You know, it's thoughtful. I'm a little worried about, you know, little gnomes might be talking to you about where to find the pumpkins. Because I'm sorry, if I found pumpkins with smiling gnomes on them, I might run the other way, not pay them for the pumpkins. But who knows? This is great. I love the imagery. And Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, classic AP. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but those are great lines in there.
Thanks, Hatter.
Just the way AP writes. Just so jealous. I can't think the way he does.
I don't think anybody can.
Normal.
Backwards.
back. Yeah, there's a special place for AP thinking, and I don't want to go there. I just like being there when he's there. Wayne Jett.
Well, I think it's wonderful mentioning having a tribute to Mary Lou Henley. She's a fine poet, and as you did, the pumpkin soup. Sounded kind of weird to have her mix with pumpkin soup, but I guess she brings a thought to your mind. I think she's probably smiling looking down, thinking about her beside a bowl of soup. She's a hell poet. But you go through the pumpkin place to the pumpkin place, so melancholy. It was just a relaxing. I was kicked back like I was on a car ride through the Wonderland. You just kind of floated along, didn't have a care in the world, and you got there, and the only thing bothered you was a blackbird making a little singing sound. So nice little poem here, nice little calming poem and relaxing. And I want a bowl of soup now.
And Rack, your thoughts?
I thought this was lovely, AP. beautiful scenery of, you know, just driving through the countryside and getting overcome by the urge to, now I need to buy a pumpkin. And, you know, it felt wonderful. I mean, you know, and the idea of pumpkin soup to me always hits home. There's a Thai restaurant near me that they put pumpkin soup on the menu at one point, and I watched it develop, because when they first served it, it was sweet. They adjusted the recipe as time went on, it went from being this thing that should have been a dessert to this lovely, wonderful, tasty pumpkin soup with chestnuts and toasted pumpkin seeds. It was delicious. Amazing. They sell out sometimes before dinner time. It's really an amazing dish. And you know, like Wayne said, you know, the mere mention of that kind of soup, the pumpkin soup, it makes my mouth water. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do to a pumpkin.
Thank you.
Yeah, somebody ends up counting the calories, and then whoever makes it in the chain takes the sugar out or the lard and never tastes the same.
Yeah, exactly.
If I want, yeah.
You know, people want to put cream in it and you know, savor it up that way too.
Oh yeah, anything with cream, you'll get gout.
Ton of calories that way.
Did you find a poem, Hatter?
I'm looking.
All right. Well, we're going to keep doing pumpkin.
What do you want, man? What do you want?
Anything.
See, that's my problem. Okay.
All right. Anything about fall, winter, any. All right. I'm going to read another poem.
Okay.
I'm going to do another pumpkin poem. Going to match AP with pumpkin. The pumpkin duels.
Dueling pumpkins.
Oh, you got it up there? Go ahead, Hatter. Read yours.
Okay. I don't remember what this one's like, so here we go. Sacred writings on hijacked walls. Genocide crossings in a suicide fall. Disturbing tales of fear. Sacred writings on hijacked walls mapped with crimson tears. Haunting screams resound the night, turning back against the winds. Deafening silence, unmuted nights, tortured souls that have no end. Skies are filled with ancient rain, swept to wretched seas. Hear the blood-stained hurricane begging to be set free. Ah, that sounds like a grass or a purple chaos.
It sounds like running away from a graveyard on a Halloween night. It's very dark. It's very, wow. I mean, that's crazy. Wow. I mean, that's a dark one. Skies are filled with ancient rain swept to wretched seas. Hear the bloodstained hurricane begging to set free. Wonder who that is. It really does to me. It sounds like it's like someone's trapped in their grave or somewhere inside themselves, that it's like a zombie kind of poem. like tortured souls that have no end. And you have the background is a graveyard, so that's where I'm coming from with that. Sacred writings on hijacked walls, mapped with crimson tears. I can just like hear Poe reading this. I mean, it's got excellent cadence and rhyme, and it's scary as hell. It goes with like my girl on a wall poem. Wow, this is a hell of a write. Very good.
Thank you.
Wayne, your thoughts on this?
Well, how did the wind got dark on this? I can't believe that. Don't you do that much dark stuff? But this is a wonderful poem. Got haunting screams in it. It's got tortured souls. Got everything you need to be a nice autumn poem. During the Halloween. It's a good job on this, and good time all the way through, and I enjoyed it. Another one of your classics. Good job.
Thanks, Wayne.
Rack, your thoughts.
See, this is the difference between giving a fairy godmother a pumpkin and having it turned into a coach and giving it to Hatter. Yeah. Wow. You did some damage there, dude.
Thanks, man. Yeah, exactly. The chaos, purple chaos in Boston. Trying to, if I remember right, we're trying to write like Poe.
And you killed it, bro.
But look at that. Thank you. A long time ago. 15. Shoot. 8 years.
Did we lose our host?
I don't know. Where's Sweet?
I got kicked out. I had to come back. I had to come back in, guys.
Oh.
I was gone for a moment. I apologize.
Okay.
Did you get the rest of your comments?
AP's left.
Yeah.
Okay,
AP. Yeah, it is dark. But there's sort of something sort of underlyingly dark about it, particularly hearing the Bloodstained Hurricane begging to be set free. I mean, there's sort of Poe is bloody dark, and the more you read it, the more you realize how ridiculously dark he is. And that's really why I stopped writing Poe, because I just, you know, I was pretending to be dark, and he's not pretending at all. He's just dark as all hell, and you captured it really well here, Anna. It's dark as all hell.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing that, Hatter. That was awesome.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to do my second pumpkin poem in a story form, and it's not dark. It's just sweet. It's sweet. I think. So this is the farmer's daughter. Right? Headless rider on onyx steed, galloped swiftly to ensure the purity of a young girl's heart. Listen not to tales spun by evil tongues. Stories have been told, the horror, the demonic curse of men being slain, little evidence left to their names, and history wonders why he still haunts Sleepy Hollow. A girl fair to look upon and sweeter to kiss, settled in from Deutschland after tragedy, a mother, a fiancé, all future passed away. Debauchery, murder, witchcraft, all suspected. To the colonies, father and daughter sailed, and in that sleepy town, future and past intersected. Immigrants arrived daily, mostly criminals. Most came from the law. Some came bound by its degree. Somewhere in between were men like Ichabod Crane. Ichabod, a teacher of nothing but greed, a frightened little troll who would sell his soul if he could fall into a coffin filled with nuggets of gold. A twist of useless knowledge did for the farmer's daughter. No love in his proposal. His treasure, he called her. So she summoned her mother for help and a few other things. A special triangle, red candles lit, blood of a goat, herbs from the witch, a bright harvest pumpkin, and flames started licking the walls of the barn. Out of the ashes came midnight on hooves, the man on his back were the instruments of husbandry, sharpened like weapons of war. A prince for her had not a head, but rolled to disembowel a man she wanted dead. She listened to his screams as she watched him bleed. Her prince held up Ichabod's head and placed it upon his neck. She looked at him softly and said, "My darling, that face has no place on my future husband's head. Let's keep looking. Who's next?" And home.
Wow. The Headless Horseman needs a head, and apparently Ichabod wasn't good enough, huh? Wow. You put a nice twist on that story. For some reason, I remember Sleepy Hollow having something to do with Tarrytown, New Jersey. It's the name or something, but I'm probably way off. I don't remember how they were affiliated. There's something to do with one another. But I always liked that story, the idea of not wanting to be married to this guy, and so now she calls upon the dark powers that be, gets it taken care of, but you know, not quite to her satisfaction apparently. Even in death, he wasn't good enough. Story of our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely story, Sweetie. What'd you think, Catter?
I remember this. Was this one of your shows or contests or something, Sweet? Or was it Deborah's? We did a Sleepy Hollow one.
I don't know which one of us did it, but yeah, it was one of those.
Could have been Grass. Well done.
Given.
You got the storyline right. I always thought the Sleepy Hollow was one of the better Walt Disney cartoons. I always watched the backgrounds. I always looked at the backgrounds and how those artists did it. I was amazed by it, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
What'd you think, AP?
In Sweet Pea's world, if things aren't going too well, you call upon critters that come with no head, and you make sure that something is well sorted before they depart. And that's what happened in this case. I mean, you know, some people have just sort of asked the pastor down for a quiet conversation, you know. Some people would sort of say, well, look, you know, It's best that you might shift on somewhere else and leave this poor lady alone. Nah, why bother about that? Let's just murder the bastard and move on. In comment.
Oh.
And Wayne, tell Sleepy how wonderful her headless horseman was.
Oh, that was just wonderful. Just wonderful. Is the head is killer with a pumpkin head story again. The farmer's daughter is pretty nice, though. I like that part where he said, "A girl fair to look upon, and sweeter to kiss." It's my kind of woman. Somebody's hard to get. And also that somebody's hard to get ahead. Believe me, I know it. I've been trying. And how that she came to midnight hooves, instrument of husbandry, sharpened like weapons of war. Has this great little stands right there, and he then showed up with the headless man. That's not very nice of him, but good poem all the way through. I enjoyed it.
That horse is pretty demonic, also. Remember the horse? That was pretty. He was pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Colorado's got its own steed.
Yep. Hey, Wayne, put your poem up, and I think that will probably be the last poem I have for the night.
Oh wow! Well, I just finished your comment. Let me get over to it for you. Yeah, this is a fall poem. It's about my grandma. Yeah, I mean, I've heard it before, but I'll read it if I can find it. Okay, this is called Baking and Shaking. It goes like this. This fall, I decided to bake something new. I thought for a minute, I knew what to do. Old Grandma was a really good cook. Kept all secrets and kept all recipes in an old notebook. Rumor says she disappeared and never died. She baked, drank, and was always a bit fried. Looked at her desserts to see what it takes. Found one said, how to make spirit cakes. Had bad handwriting, didn't know how to spell. Some ingredients I couldn't tell. Picked out the ones I knew, and guessed the rest. Was going to bake and do my very best. Turned in each one, finally was done. Thought to myself, let's have a little fun. I went to the cupboard, got out my grandma's rum. I drank 4 shots, and poured in some. Came into the oven, came an explosion. Was so shook up, didn't have a clue or a notion. Finally, all the smoke started clearing. Standing in front of me was my biggest fear. There it was. There they were, just hollering and screaming. At first, I couldn't believe. I thought I was dreaming. All three drunken spirits. It wasn't all I saw on the shoulders of my naked grandma. And...
horrible sight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Oh, God. You have a way of writing, let me tell you. And Grandma has a way of having some fun. This is great, Wayne.
I think the explosion blew her clothes off.
Yeah, that's what it was. This is just fun. I like it. Yeah, I like this. I like that you told us what she was drinking, too. Myers Dark with Sato Pineapple. I'd have to try that.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious. Thank you. Just so funny. My comment before was, this is the best way to bake a little shake and plenty of shots. Brilliant story, and I stand by that. Let's see. Rack, your thoughts on this?
Sounds like you brought Grandma back from the dead to me. I don't know. It said, put a little pie, a little cake in the oven, and then next thing you know, there's Grandma with no clothes on.
With three spirits.
You see some of the spirit, man. That's a hell of a way to have a family reunion.
It is. She's a character.
I got a grandma.
Right, and
I need to read. Sorry. I'm thinking out loud.
You got a grandma.
We're going to...
I do.
Okay. Hatter, what did you think of this poem?
I liked it. Anything to do with grandmas. You put in the... had bad handwriting, didn't know how to spell some of the ingredients. I couldn't tell. Picked out the ones I knew and guessed the rest. Kaboom.
That's awesome. AP, your thoughts on Grandma?
I'm going to give my thoughts and then disappear because I've just got a message through that I've been waiting for.
Okay.
Not so much on Grandma, but I was in a pretty tough art class, and we did clay one term, and the teacher's instructions were very clear, and that was not to keep any air bubbles in the clay. You've got to get the clay so that there's no air bubbles, because otherwise what will happen is that they'll explode. But then the people in my class sort of saw that as being a challenge, and so they would sort of get all of these constructions and get as bigger air bubbles in them as they possibly could. When the oven was on, they'd just explode like bombs, you know, and the whole bloody class would rattle as these sort of shapes that had specific sort of air bubbles in them went off. And it was interesting because what that taught me was to actually do the smallest possible art that you could get away with, because that would mean that it would be less likely to be smashed by clay bombs. End story. Good poem, though. I'm going now.
Play more mind.
So thanks, AP, for hanging out. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Right. Have a good night, hon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
I did that one for a science project over Christmas vacation. Me and my lab partner, we of course experiment. We of course made wine. What would 2 16-year-old boys do besides make wine? We forgot to take grapes out during Christmas vacation, and they were tied up in baggies.
When we come back, everybody's all the lab trays, everything were purple because it exploded. I figured we were in so much trouble. Not, she thought it was funny.
Science experiment gone wrong.
Yeah, well, we forgot to just take it out. So.
All right, guys, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you.
Okay.
Make sure
you have all fallen. Good Lord.
Good night.
Good
night, sweet.
Good night. It was a hell of a show. Thank you, guys, everyone. I had a great time. Thanks, AP. Thanks, Rack. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Hatter. Thanks, Wayne. You guys are rock. Thanks, AP. Couldn't do this without you. Adore
you,
every one of you. Thank you.
Thank
love
you,
y'all. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Night. Bye.
Night.